Hello there. You're listening to the Watson's Daily Podcast with me, Peter Watson, on Thursday, the 14th of October. I'm joined today by Milena Armin, who is a Watson's Daily Ambassador. Hi there, Milena. How are you doing today?
Hi, Peter. I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So what story stood out for you most in today's Watson's Daily?
Right, so today I decided to choose a similar topic that we discussed yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it's the article from the Times about the home shortages in the UK.
Right.
In short, the article talks about a survey conducted by the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors, RICS,
mm-hmm. yep.
which shows that the shortage of houses in the UK is driving up the prices for the houses mm-hmm. that are currently on the market.
Yep.
Right? So not the new builds.
Mm-hmm.
As we mentioned yesterday on the podcast, the residential market is still going strong, even mm-hmm. though there was a slight drop in activity towards the end of the summer, thanks to the end of the stamp duty holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we touched on this briefly yesterday. But what I would like to point out is the fact that the heat, let's just call it that, has returned to the residential market.
Yeah.
And this is purely due to the lack of houses available on the market.
Mm.
And it's actually a clear example of demand outstripped supply.
Yep.
A very important point that you made in the newsletter today is the idea that rising prices means more expensive houses and more expensive mortgages, putting a lot more pressure on the households financially.
Mm.
Right. Another interesting point that you made in the newsletter yesterday, which if the readers and the listeners haven't already checked out, you should definitely do that because it's a very important point which is connected to this today. And the point that you made and the news that you discussed about were in relation to the current issues that the construction industry is currently facing mm. in the house renovations market.
Mm-hmm.
So the issues that they are facing are due to the lack of materials, unpredictable deliveries, and rising labor yep. costs. Now, they are apparently caused by broken supply chains, and this is not something new to us. We've been hearing how supply chains have caused quite a lot of disruption lately in many sectors of the industry. But what I would like to say is that it's a tricky situation. It feels like you cannot get away from this and from the high prices.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to stay home and renovate, you have to be prepared to face the issues that are currently that I've just mentioned, mm-hmm. such as the lack of materials, unpredictable delivery times, or even the rising costs mm-hmm. of labor. Alternatively, if you decide to move and buy a new house, you have to be prepared to pay a lot more than you've actually anticipated.
Mm.
Added to this, one thing to bear in mind is the fact that the markets expect the Bank of England to raise interest rates by the end of this year, and this is due to soaring inflation rates. So it's something to be aware of, as this will add even more financial pressure on the households. So maybe if you want to buy a house, it's probably more cautious for you to buy something that you can actually really afford, as the interest rates may rise and they may go up, and so your mortgage payments will increase as well as a result. To just give you an example, I was just reading some facts about the costs, the rising costs in the residential market. And apparently the Northwest and the Northeast have registered the highest increase in price in the UK.
Mm.
And that was, so Northwest had a 15% increase in the price of houses. So this is quite significant if you think about it.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot, isn't it? I mean, I suppose the thing is that whatever way you look at it, whatever you do, whatever you don't do, we are all going to have to pay loads of money to live our lives. I think if you have been fortunate enough to, let's say, take advantage of cheap prices, cheap mortgages and buy a house, say, 6 months ago, or maybe right at the beginning of the stamp duty holiday, when I think actually, if you'd have bought at the beginning, you may well have seen the benefit. But the problem is that, you know, as time has gone on, prices went up, I would argue, more than what you would have saved on your mortgage, saved on your payments, you know, your stamp duty.
Yes.
So actually, you know, so anyway, if you'd been lucky enough to, you could feel very smug with yourself if you're sitting there, you've bought something right at the beginning of the stamp duty holiday, you bought a load of furniture when there was furniture around and then it could be delivered, and that you have stocked up on frozen turkeys, geese, Christmas cake, all this kind of stuff, you're probably sitting there thinking, I'm looking pretty good at the moment.
Yeah.
But really, it just is though, isn't it? I mean, literally, if you want to stay, and then you thought, if you want to stay, stay put because you can't afford to move because the house market has just got too hot, right? So if you think, right, okay, I'll get the kitchen done or something, you can't get that done at the moment because, it costs you loads of money. B, the prices have gone up of raw materials, and C, the people that can actually do it may not, they're in shortage as well. And then you might think you want to console yourself with some online retail shopping. Just basically everything is going up. And I think that obviously wages have been going up. The labour market is tight. But despite all that, I think it'd be fair to say it feels like prices are going up faster than wages. Now, I don't actually know that for sure. I think it's just the perception. It's the perception. Even if your wages are rising faster than your costs, the perception that your wages are not rising as fast, I think is enough to make people, you know, possibly rein in their spending at some point. I keep saying I do think that people are going to be willing to spend now. I saw a headline somewhere, I think it was today or yesterday, saying that some shops are bringing forward their Christmas sales, apparently, because they want to make sure that everyone gets everything. We are living in some very unusual, times at the moment. And I would say that, unfortunately, everything's going to get more expensive. I've just come to this realization, like literally at home, walking outside, getting in your car and going somewhere, that's going to cost more. Rail fares are going up by higher than the rate of inflation. I mean, it's just everything. So anyway, sorry, I don't want to be a downer here, but it just is unfortunate. I'd say enjoy now, because things are going to get a bit difficult, I think. And I really, really think that the Bank of England has to do something, specifically raise interest rates, because it is just getting out of control.
Yes, I agree. And it's a grim picture that we've just painted, but
try to smile whilst saying it though. But yeah, it's not good, is it?
No, it's not. Yeah. Right. So can I just change the topic and ask you, what did you find interesting in today's edition?
Okay. Well, I thought I'd lighten the mood. And I would talk. I would talk about chickens. Although actually it starts off lighthearted, but then it makes a serious point, because So the chief executive, or as I called him, as I refer to him earlier on today, when I wrote the Instagram post, I said the chicken executive officer, Two Sisters Food Group. So it's Britain's biggest chicken producer. So the chief exec of that said, and this is a great quote, "How can it be right that a whole chicken costs less than a pint of beer?" And he's right, because you can buy a whole chicken for £3, which is less than a pint of beer.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, he's saying that there's going to have to be a reset in prices. The price is going to have to go up. He's talking about 10%, which is obviously way above even current inflation rates. That's going to have to happen. They've got everything for them is getting more expensive. So the price of CO2, which they use in the process, and also for packaging, higher energy bills because of rising gas prices, higher feed bills because of higher, I think, you know, cereals prices and whatnot, higher wage bills to get people in. I mean, everything is costing more. So certainly from the producer's point of view, this is actually a golden opportunity for them to put their prices up, because everyone, I guess, is going to have to do this, really, unless they really are masochists and they want to inflict pain on themselves. I mean, it could be that you might have maybe like the really big producers decide not to raise prices in order to squeeze smaller players out of the market, a bit like OPEC, tries to do with American shale oil producers. But, you know, I don't know. It just seems that the pain is so much, and the prospect of even higher prices will make them, you know, this isn't just a, you know, it's a good idea for them to raise prices. But on the other hand, what does that mean for supermarkets? You know, because there's a lot of prices are being passed on to the consumer at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into Christmas, everyone's trying to buy stuff, make up for last year, etc. You would have thought that the supermarkets, you know, are they going to just pass everything on, or some of the costs on to the customers, or are they going to take the pain for the moment to get, you know, to get the customers in the run up to Christmas, and then put them up next year? Or are they just going to absorb them all the time? I personally think that they are going to possibly absorb them until Christmas, and then in the new year, prices are going to go up. New year, new prices, and I think that's going to be quite painful, because Tesco said recently that they want to they are going to cut prices going into Christmas. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, what do you reckon?
Again, it's a very grim picture. Although we started off on a more lighter note.
Yeah.
But I guess you've just pointed out a very important aspect of the challenges that we as individuals and companies and the industries are currently facing as a result of coronavirus.
Yep.
You mentioned higher CO2 prices, which again has to do with climate change and the new kind of strategies that companies are trying to implement to help with that. The higher energy bills, the higher feed bills, and the wages. And again, it's going to be a tough period for everybody.
Yeah.
I believe, and as you mentioned, even though Tesco and some of the supermarkets are just going to the kind of the increase in manufacturing or producing prices, I think it's eventually still gonna caught up with us, with the average consumer.
Mm.
So we'll see. We'll see how how New Year's is gonna look like. But I think the sentiment is quite strong in the run up to Christmas, because everybody's going to try and enjoy and have a very good Christmas, and then we're just gonna kind of adapt to what's going to happen next. If you think about it, I never envisaged that we're gonna have a fuel crisis.
No.
But then again, it happened, and it happened just like that from one day to the next. People were just queuing outside, and there was no fuel. So yeah, again, challenges, but hopefully we can overcome them, just like we did with the rest of them.
Yes, indeed. I mean, certainly, want to be thinking positively going into next year.
Yeah.
And I think, a lot, the idea is lots of restrictions and things will come down. Hopefully supply chains will be getting better slowly. Furlough may not be some, I'm trying to, lift our spirits here. So, maybe furlough won't be as bad. I mean, it doesn't look at the moment, it doesn't look as bad as everyone was saying it was going to be.
Yeah, indeed.
Record numbers of vacant job vacancies and things.
Yeah.
So, and across the board, not just specifically, lorry drivers and things, but across the board. So, and graduate wages at the highest they've been for, 20 years or something. So it's not all bad, but it
Yeah.
just there just are lots of different pressures, I think, that needs to be overcome in, I'd say, the next 6 months or so. Otherwise things could slide, because the government needs to get the money back from all the from everything it's borrowed and things like that as well. So but anyway, so there we go. I think that we've sort of talked about some tricky things going into the end of the year. But I'd say enjoy now, but prepare for next year, I would say. Hopefully they'll, lots of these things will turn around. Like, for instance, I think oil, I'm really surprised. I know that OPEC actually, they didn't increase production, but I think, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will, because if they don't, it's just, the higher the oil price stays for longer, the more likely you are to get all these US shale producers to start coming back online and cranking up production, and ignoring OPEC. I think there's a balance there. And I think that OPEC do need to turn on the taps,
Yes.
but anyway, we'll see. So, okay. Well, look, thank you very much indeed, Alina, for your thoughts and insight today.
Thank you, Peter.
No problem. And thank you for listeners for listening to us. We are going to be back again tomorrow. And today is Thursday. I know, again, I'm amazing at telling them what day it is. Today is a busy day. I'm not going to do live at five on Instagram. So I'm thinking about changing the format of that. So bear with us on that one. But I am going to be doing the silver and gold subscribers call from 5:30 till 6:30, and then there's another call. And if and that's from 6:30 onwards. But anyway,
Yeah.
have a great day. Have a great evening. And we will be back again tomorrow. So many thanks. Bye.
Bye.